We just learned. Why do you wait 3 years? Why the chalukah 3 years? Because 1 year a person watches it, 2 years you mind it, the third year people, after 3 years people lose it. So as long as you have a chalukah with a tiny that you bought it, it works. And we explain what it is in the book of Yosef. Okay, up to the Gemara here. Amalei Abaye, right in the middle of the page. Amalei Abaye, Abaye said to him, if the whole word is that because after 3 years you're not careful anymore, and since the guy wasn't moich anymore, you thought everything was alright, so you weren't that careful with the shtar, el beyatav, so macho shaloi befonav late to heaven macho. Why did we learn if the original owner, the vendor, supposed vendor, made a protest, even though he's been away somewhere else, it's a valid macho? Why should be a valid macho? Why can't the guy say, if you would have been moicha ba'apoy in front of me, having Mr. Harnim Shtaroy, I would have been careful with the shtar. I didn't know that you were moicha, so I wasn't careful with the shtar. So he answered Amalei, he tells him back, Chavroch, Chavri Islay, V'chavroch, Chavroch, Chavri Islay. I assume that you know. So going to Mugi Yeshua, the Pshat is, that therefore the Raya, if he's not moicha, that means that he is moichul, and that's therefore the, and that is the reason why Chazaka works, because the guy definitely was moichul if he wasn't moichul in 3 years. But if he was moichul in 3 years, even though he didn't make sure that the buyer heard, doesn't matter, because he showed that he wasn't moichul. Or according to the other school of thought, that says that no, it's just a kind of chamin to make life easier for people. But once there's a machal, we assume you heard, you should have been more vigilant. When we say 3 years chazok, the consecutive years. No, not the first year, the third year, the fifth year. We learn cheskoshen shalom shalom miyoyim liyoyim. In our Mishnah, it says 3 years from the day you started till 3 years later. Obviously, it's consecutive years. Nay, ma'u the tema, I would have thought miyoyim liyoyim doesn't necessarily mean consecutive years. It means lafukim mikutoy. You don't do half years, but you can do year 1 year, 3 year, 5. Uloilam afilim if uzaras the scattered kamashlon. You cannot do that. You cannot do that because the vendor can say, "I came the second year, and the fourth year, nobody was there, so why should I protest?" Sometimes you could make it in separate years. For example, in a place where in different farms, they sometimes leave the land go fallow, and they give the land a rest for a year, a certain area, so that the next year the soil can reinvigorate itself and so on. So if it's one of these places that everybody leaves the land alone, and then you can do the first, third, and fifth year, because that's how everybody else does it as well. If everyone does that way, then obviously, what do you want them to do?
Loitzicha
leaves the
same
year. That's right, the whole area. That's in that area. Loitzicha deika the moiv vikle moiv. Some who do leave a fallow, some who don't. Hi gavra moiv. This particular person let a fallow out, and I would have thought Amalei the vendor could say to him, if you claim it was yours, you should have made the extra effort and do it in consecutive years, so that if I noticed it, I should have been moichin. If I wasn't moichin, then you can say, claim that it's yours. But now that you didn't make that effort, that's taken out yours. You should have planted. Amalei says chodar b'kulabaga lematina linter. He says, look, the whole idea is if everybody more or less plants at the same time, we get a couple of security guards and watch the whole area, so we all, you know, share the costs. The costs are all mitigated. But in this case here, if I was the only one in this particular area, even though other people in other parts work as well, if I'm the only one, I have to hire my own security guards, my own workers, it becomes very expensive. I happen to like better that for me to work this way, work every second year. And therefore, I'm entitled to do that. And that's a chiddush that Rav Huna's made, that if some people leave a fallow, he has grounds to leave a fallow as well. You don't have to do it successively. Says the Gemara, so you're telling me it has to be non-stop. Continuous, let me ask a question. One of the chazakas is not just a field, but a house. A house people live in by day and by night. So that means the 3 years, have to prove that I live the day by night. Everyone knows I live there by day. People see me walking in and out of the house. How do they know I was there by night? If chazaka means that 3 years, just like I saw you say, throughout whenever there's a season, I have to be planting. So in the house, whenever they're supposed to be living, I should live. Shouldn't I bring evidence? Whatever, or sleeping, they see me closing lights. And Who? No, I can't. No. Okay. So the question is, if you don't have any aedis at night, it's like scattered. It's not. It's only every day, and you're missing out every night. And Abaye says, no, we have aedis takivs there at night as well. Man masi da boti and shivchi. Who generally gives testimony that you were in the house? Neighbors shivchi made you to be imam of a lila. Neighbors know if the house is lived in by night as well. They can see the drapes are down, if the lights go off and on, and so on. Rava says, "Keep going to also be today, or if two people come along, and another way that you can say eight is day and night. Two people come along and say, Anan agrinan mine, we rented the property, we subleased the property from this person who the new buyer, vidarina betlashanin, and we lived there by yamam v'layla. So we're eight. We lived there by day and by night. Freddy Gemara, they're invalid eight. So they gave eight. Could they pay this guy rent? If it turns out to be that this guy was not the rightful owner, then they have to pay rent again to the real owner. So they, obviously they have a vested interest in making sure that this guy remains the owner. How can you trust their aides? They won't say that. We would tell him, go ahead and pay the rent to the other guy as well. Amalei, he said to him, you took the Gemara at face value. Only Dayane Deshvili Hachidanya, only Dayanim of a very low caliber will accept the aedis of these people. Of course, they don't accept the aedis of these people. You know what we're talking about up here? And it was so obvious, I didn't have to spell it out. Mila Askinen, aren't we talking about going to Kiti Agabesa? They haven't paid yet the rent. These two aedim are holding on the rent in the house. So they don't really care who ends up owning the house because they only pay once. Whoever the owner is, they'll give it to them. And they're saying that we lived here 30 years, day and night, from this guy here. So therefore, it's valid aedis. They're not a gay aedis, and if they wouldn't have said that, there would have been, the other guy would have been, no. So they give him the money. Makes no difference. But Amri Leman Leisve. They only paid and they didn't. Yeah, right. So only Dayone de Shvili.
Why wouldn't the guy who rented it out have to pay back?
The guy who will pay what back? He didn't live there.
No, I'm saying he should owe it to the
real. Maybe he's taking it to the trader and say, what right did you have to use my property? And then he's like coming to Zenen as a chassur or whatever. He starts coming to a whole set of other laws. Anyway.
The one who claims he's the landlord.
Yeah.
What tenant can he have to these guys? They're saying, well, how do we know that you're the landlord?
So, but after they paid or before they paid?
When they paid.
What do you mean? If I rent it to you, you're going to ask me, how do I know you're the landlord?
Exactly. So why are they scared that the real landlord will come?
Because now there's a dentator and they're coming to the dentator. If they would have paid already, and they come to the dentator, they're testifying that Shimon is the real landlord. And if it turns out to be that Shimon is not the real landlord, then Reuben is, they pay the wrong guy. I mean, they have to pay again to Reuben and they have to fight it out with Shimon and get the money back. Maybe yeah, maybe no. Shimon will clear bankruptcy. Because Bezalel will paskin. There's a dentator going on right now about this very matter. So these guys are called in the witnesses. So they're very negay here for the outcome. They need an outcome. The Gemara Mazutra says, "V'toyin v'amar." If the original vendor tined is and says, "Let's say today Sadi Las Hude lay the door betlashan on the imam of Elayla." If he says, "I specifically want," he's a new din. Nothing to do with the previous case. Stam. You bring Adim, you're there for 3 years, Chazakah. If the landlord says, I want you to bring me 3 Adim to you there day and night, it's a valid claim and you have to find Adim, like neighbors, whatever it is, that you were there day and night. Stamazay, without him claiming that, you just bring Adim, you're there for 3 years, we ask no more questions, and we accept it, that's it. But if the landlord is a Tamar Chacham, the original vendor, and he says, bring me Adim there day and night, which makes it a little bit harder, you have to do it, and you bring the neighbors. However, Moide Mazutra is Moide, that even though we won't tiny for you, you tiny yourself, Beruchlin Hamachzidin Bayoris, when it comes to these people who are salespeople, who are constantly out there traveling, the original vendor was a salesperson constantly traveling. The Afagav the Leiton, even though he doesn't tiny, hey, prove me you were there by day and night, Taninle, we're going to tiny on his behalf, because he's hardly ever around. And punk that, you know, it's quite possible that these guys know that he's hardly ever around. So whenever he comes to town, they move out for a week, they go on vacation. He's only come back to town a week every 6 months. So therefore, we're going to tie in his behalf. Bring Adi there for 3 years, day and night.
Day and night doesn't mean literally.
Literally, day and night. No, that means 12 hours of the night, 3 years.
Each day and each night.
No, it's in general, I guess. Neighbors, you can't say every night, but general. So on one hand, you yeah. Maide Rav Huna, Rav Huna is Maide, who said we need three successive years, he is Maide Bechanusa store. The Mechuzza store in Mechuzza, they just sell bread and wine. In stores, if a guy has a shop and he says it's mine and have 3 years chazaka, by a shop you don't need to bring it out day and night because shops aren't open at night. Shops are only open during the day, so therefore for the shop it's like a like a field. Its season is day. Avida d'limam avida is made only for the day use. The laila levi not made for night use. Rami bachama v'ravuk v'bachama zovun. They once bought a hamsa adins a maid b'hadayda together. Marish tamish barishenish lishir chamishi. This guy uses the first year, third year, fifth year. It's a shutfus. Umarish tamish bashniyir reviz v'shish the second year, fourth year, sixth year. And then what happened was nothing. The reason why they did it is, believe it or not, they didn't trust each other, as Rashbam says. And therefore, if you had 3 consecutive years, you'll then say you bought it, and I'll say, where's your start? And you say, 3 years I had it, and then no, you didn't protest. This is why we alternate every year. They didn't trust each other, which is pretty amazing, yeah.
Interesting footnote here about these stores. Because some of these stores people, he brings for toasting, some of these people could be living there, could be living there also. But this guy doesn't live there, so he's actually got to give 6 years of having used it as a store. Because it used
if, there yeah, if it's a place that's meant to be used as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just amazing. Rami Bachama, Baruch Bachama, and not only were they were Amaroyim, they were brothers, and didn't trust each other. But that isn't the point of the Gemara. The story is what happened was, then suddenly a third party came along was Ma'ad. Not for Gidra, like a third party came along was Ma'ad and says, "Hey, it's mine." But the problem is, neither brother has a full year, a full 3 year chazaka. They can't say, we bought it. We had it for 6 years because this guy had 1, 3, 5, and this guy had 2, 4, 6. So the question is, why in the world did you guys do? Why did you behave in such a strange way that you had first, third, fifth, and you had second, fourth, sixth? You didn't trust each other. You don't want to chazak against each other. So the whole purpose that you did it this way is there shouldn't be a chazaka. So if there's no chazaka, what are you telling the third party that you don't have a chazaka, you don't trust each other, so you can't put you guys together as a shutras? Again, a shutras, they don't trust each other. Again, but no, it's a problem of safekeeping. Where do you keep it? Mice don't take it.
That may be the arrangement they came to.
That is the arrangement. And the reason for this arrangement is I don't trust you that you might, tomorrow, in 3 years, you're going to start saying to everybody that you bought the maid, Varaya. It's been by you for 3 years. I don't trust you.
Can you say the individuals don't have a chazaka, but as a partnership, they have a chazaka?
There's no partnership. The fact that you behave this way means if you don't trust each other, and you made sure there's no chazaka. Exactly.
But
so
combined, they couldn't have a chazaka.
No, that's it. There's no combined. There is no combined. However, but if between the two, they have an arrangement that's been clear here. However, we're on. When do we say that there's no chazaka there? They didn't write a shtar between the two. If they would have written a contract between the two, you have it year 1, 3, 5, and I have it 2, 4, 6. So that shtar then shows us that they're really a partnership, and they really had it for 6 years. Forget the shtar that they bought it from somebody else. We don't need that anymore because we now have a chazaka of 6 years, and definitely is good enough. Yeah. So the machlek is the shayim here. So what is it if there's a shtar itra? One second. Avokos of Itra. If you wrote an Itra kol, Yisrael, there's a kol. So the machlek is, if you wrote a shtar between the two, and there's a kol, so when does it become the chazaka? After 3 years, like all the chazakas? So, but then when this third party came along 3 or 4 years later, and he can say, you know, I bought it, they definitely have a, they can say, we have a chazaka between the two of us. Or, according to one opinion of the Shainim, it's right away. Because something that has a strong kol, that these guys bought a maid because they wrote a shtar, and a shtar makes a kol, the vendor should have come over and said, Baba Mises, I never sold it. So just like we had in Avov over there, by Cheskas Tashmish, according to many of the Shreinim, it's Miyad La'alta, like the Rabbeinu Shmuel brings over in Taisus, straight away. Over here also, it's one of these straightaways. And it's actually, it's the same Rashbam who learned over there that straight away, he learns over here straight away. And you invite it. Amar Rav says, Rav, what about Ochla Kula? Let's say you had a field and you made a chazaka in the entire field. Chutzu Beis Reva, one little section of the field. You didn't use at all. You didn't plow. You didn't plan. Kona Kula, you're kind of all of it. Chutzu Beis Reva. You're kind of all of it except for that section. You're not kind of that section because you didn't make a chazaka there. Amar Rav Yishuv, Amar Rav, when did we say that? Elder Barzi could have planted and you didn't. Zarai, that's not yours. because we say the vendor says if it was yours, why did you plant in that section as well? Abalabazi, it's not shaykh to zero. Konyle agavara. Then it gets dragged along the rest of the property is mine, chazak, because I planted it. Why didn't I plant in that section there? Because he couldn't plant. What am I going to plant? It's raki. Mask going to be able to buy one, but has other uses. Elamiyato, according to you, since you tell me a place that has nothing to plant, there's no chazaka, let's say it's an area is very rocky or large rocks. But how can I have a chazaka there? What am I going to, how am I going to show that I have a chazaka? I can't plant there. It's all rocky. So how can you ever have a chazaka in there on a field that's all rocky? In places where you cannot plant, there's other forms of other ways of making chazaka. For example, letting animals roam over there. And if it wasn't mine, you wouldn't allow me to have my animals roaming there for 3 years. Or spreading out my fruits over there to dry. So this little patch as well. Okay, it's rocky. I couldn't use it to plant it, but I should have used it for the other purpose. I should have let my animals roam there. Or I should have spread my peda. So therefore, if you didn't use it, you forfeit it. And there's no lamar. The guy said to his friend, my boy is Baha'i Besa, what in the world are you doing in my house? Oh, Malay, Ruben says to Shimon, what are you doing in my house? Shimon says, what am I doing? I bought it from you. And I was here for 3 years. Oh, Malay, so the owner says, what are you talking about? I know you were here for 3 years, but I never sold to you. Why wasn't I Meicha? Because I know Bishchune Gavoy Havoy. I lived in the inner house. This is like a bigger area. There's an outside and the inner. I was in the house, and I shared with you the outside. So why should I be Meicha? Rashi, let's start with Rashbam. We have some time now. Rashbam, V'achaltish Nechazoka, about 12 lines to the bottom. I lost my shtar. You never protested. She is doing b'shtar. I should be careful with my shtar. So the vendor says, I know b'shchunig avoy avoy. B'chadori ma pnimi. I live in inner rooms. Ikederosi, and that was my that's where I lived. My primary home. V'ha'yisi oivederecholach. I always pass you by. U'mishtamish imach v'beizachitzin. And I also made use of the outer house. Shadar to boy b'shchus. So you live the talk with my permission. Hichol lekachol mechisi. I allowed you. I'm a nice guy. Now you take advantage of me because I'm a nice guy. I wasn't Meichel because I was always there and I used whatever I needed from the house that you were there. So what do I care? What's wrong with me if I allowed you to stay there? That's not a chazaka. So what do we do in this case? So the mother.
He's a
nice guy. Yeah, why can't it be? So the shaila is who has to bring araya here? The ma'arer. Ruving, the one who claims that it's his original land, or Shimon, the buyer. Says he, also the Kameh did a knock here for Nachman, who was the Av Bezdin, Omalei. He said to the Lakeyach, Zil Broir Achilosha, you bring a raya that you were there for 3 years alone. Because the vendor tine is that he was there with you, and he made use of the field as whatever he needed. So you bring a raya, you were there alone. So who has to bring the raya? The Lakeyach has to bring the raya. Even though the lekech is holding on to the property, the chayyim is a muhzik, and we have a rule on the raya. But in this case, the lekech has to bring the raya. Zok Rashi, Rashbam. Omer the Magz Zil Broy Achilascha. Hover Eid, you bring witnesses Shadat to the Bais Levat Chol Gimel Shalim. Leave you bring witnesses. You were there alone for 3 years, but Lo Yaisu Shabayimach. Not with this Ma'arer Kedin Kol Cheskas Gimel Shalim. Any other Chazak 3 years. So Tzarich Lo Hover Eid. You got to bring Eidim Shehechazik Bar Chazak Gimel. You were there for 3 years. Says Rava, no. Omle Rava, why won't I employ here the general, the standard rule that we always have? Hamaitzi mechavel v'ray. Who's the maitzi here? Who's living here right now? The lekeach. The landlord is trying to take it out of him. No, he's the maitzi. Hamaitzi mechavel v'ray. Let him bring it out that he was there the whole time. Omle Rava, hachi dina. Hamaitzi mechavel v'ray. Forget, the meichel has to bring a raya that he was there the whole time, and that's why he was meichel. Rashbam. Hamaitzi mechavel v'ray. Meichel. Shai lekeach muzim muzik. Oh, love le ma'arer. Lehovira. Let the ma'arer bring a raya. Shenishtamish imo that I use it with him. V'svile rov. Rov holds the kibush roi in the muzik. Shenishtamish boi shalashonim. We don't need edim that he was there alone. If we have edim that the muzik was there for 3 years, because the din is by chazaka, you got to bring proof that you were there. If you have edim there for 3 years, ein lonu locher, and I'm worried, shema gam zehoi imoi. Why should we or believe that the other guy was there the whole time? Hoi of lo sheman, and built again, this is the first time we've heard of it. So therefore, let the moitzi, the ma'ar, bring it out. V'hai uv de loy masukim, says the Rashbam, that this wouldn't have even been a case if the Ma'ar didn't have some proof that he once upon a time used to own this land. If the Ma'ar has no proof he ever owned the land, then he comes along and he says, give me my house back. I can say, I never bought it for you because it's never yours. And that's the end of the story. There's nothing to talk about. Then for sure the Ma'ar has to bring a raya that once upon a time it was his. So now that the Lekeach is made, I bought it from you, but I was here 3 years, The Lekech has a very strong migui.
What's this Kiddush of Rav Azor? Isn't this the Chayru of any time that a Balabos says, what are you doing in my land? Right?
Yeah.
Isn't that assumed that it was known that at a certain point in time it was his?
One second. You had to bring it out. He wants a part time his. Then even the Rav Nachman would be made. The Machzik is believed. He doesn't even have to bring witnesses. Shahapesha asad who hapesha hitin. By him saying, incriminating himself, saying he used to belong to you. So he incriminated himself. And then he says, but I lived there. That's enough. Even Rav Nachman would say that the Lekech doesn't have to bring a ray at all. Tesis goes further. Tesis, what the Rashbam is saying, Tesis argues. Tesis holds that not only does the Ma'arad have to bring a ray that he once owned it, he has to bring a ray that he actually lived there. So if you bring a ray that lived there, what's the case here? But he lived there, but there were a number of different ways of getting out of the back house. One way of getting out of the back house is through the front, this front where this guy lived. The other way is through another way, which he never passed to this guy. And we never knew which way he goes out. He comes down and claims that he always went out through this guy, the Lekech's property, and if he wasn't Meichel, because he was always using it. That he has to bring agents for. But we need, before even we establish a case, he has to prove that not only that he once owned it, but he actually lived there. And then we have the Machlech, the Rav Nachman. Not that Rashbam says, as long, the moment, the Rashbam says, the moment you prove that you once owned the property, we have a Dentator, we have a Machlech, and Rav Nachman says, the Lekech has to bring a Raya that he was there alone. So he says, no. He says, because this is such a far-fetched idea that you live there together, you have to, before even the case starts, you have to bring an eye that you not only own the property, but you live there. The only thing is, we don't know how what kind of relationship he had. So that's where the machlekes is. Says you want to write it. So over here, Rav Nachman says, Lekech has to bring an ayah, Rav says, the Meich has to bring an ayah. We find another story which is exactly the opposite. Normally, the guy said to his friend, Ruben says to Shimon, Kol nichse deve vasisin, the entire basisin estate, mezavinoloch, I'm going to sell to you. Now, what happened was, there was one property, one tract of land, that had a mikre deve basisin, it had a name called Barsisin, but had nothing to do with Barsisin, the original Barsisin, he never bought it from him, but it was called Barsisin, maybe because it looked like the other properties, whatever it was. Amalei, and the vendor didn't want to sell, include that property. Amalei, hall love the way Barsisin he. The vendor said, I'm not including this property here because this land does not come from Barsisin. Novos, but akru yehu de mekari yehu de Barsisin. People just refer to it as Barsisin's land, but it's not Barsisin. The buyer, the purchaser, says, no. When I bought Barsisin land, I assume that that's part of the deal because it's called Barsisin land. Asu lekamer anachri, came again before the anachri. They came to Nachman, and Nachman said that in this case it should be Lekech. Let the Moicher prove that this is not Basisan land. Exactly the opposite said before. Before he said Lekech has to prove that it's his. Here he said the Moicher has to prove that it's his. And Rava, who before said the Moicher has to prove that it's his, the Lekech has to prove. He's buying the land. Let him prove that this land is included in Basisan. Kasha, the Rava, Kasha of Nachman. Says the Gemara, the Rav of the Kasha, why not? Very simple. Hossam, who is the Maitzi? He has a standard rule, not Lekech HaMeich. I don't care who the Lekech HaMeich is. I care about who's the Maitzi. In the previous case, the Lekech was the one who was a Muchzik because he's been living there for 3 years. The Ma'ara comes along and is trying to be Maitzi. Let the Moicher bring it out. Over here, the Lekech is the one who's buying. He doesn't have the property yet. The Moicher withheld this property called Basisin. The Lekech is saying, no, it belongs to me. So who's the Moitzi in this case? The Lekech. So Lekech is bringing it out. So Rav is very consistent. I don't care about Lekech. I care about who's the Moitzi. In the case of Basisin, the Moicher is the one who's going to it. Let the Lekech prove it. In the case over here of Shchoni Gavoi, the Lekech is the one who's a Maitzi, is a Muchzik, and the Moicher is a Maitzi. What about Amnachar Nachman? How come the case of Shchoni Gavoi, he said Lekech has to prove it, and in this case here by Basisin, he says a Moicher? Nami Lekashi, you know why? Because in this case, the logic says that the Lekech is right. He made a Basisin, and it's called Basisin, so therefore it should be part of the deal. Comes along the Moicher now, that no, he's trying to change the whole story. So the Moicher has to bring a Raya. Kiva Basisin, he has to bring some kind of evidence, the love of the Basisin who. In the case of Lekeach, lo yehei elden akishtorah, chazok is tantamount to holding a shtar. Remember, we're saying after 3 years, people lose a shtar. He's saying, I bought it from you, I mean, I had a shtar, and after 3 years, I lost it. So past 3 years, it's just like you're holding on the shtar. That's what 3 years does. And Mila Amrinim, what's the din if a guy brings a shtar? Don't we normally say Kayim shtar? Even if you have a shtar, we don't normally say Mimakayim b'chayis, bring a raya that these edim are not fraudulent, and then you can keep it. So in other words, the lekech has to bring a raya. Whether you had a shtar, after a year, but you produce a shtar, the moichet says, I don't believe it, so you have to go prove it. So the chazak as well. The lekech has to prove that he lived there alone. Kayim shtar, if he came in the chasiv, Kayim shtar, he lived there. Rashi. All those properties are both from the person Shmoy Basisin. The Mikadi the Basisin, Kakoin, people refer to it. When you do it, we don't know him. Kondom Basisin. Well, if you're there for Nikras Kane, that's why it was called that. Kach Shmama Elam is always that name. The Yerushi, my voice of the Yashim, his ancestors. Ukme, the Yadul Kech, if I have time, the Kame, the day I'm in the Gluya, he has to reveal the La Basisin. This is not, the Moichir has to prove it's not from Basisin's properties. Om Lerova, Dino Hochi, Lohitia, Mesophic, Metachas, Yad, the Moichir, the Mursi, you want to take away from him. Who's the mitzvah? Lekech. All of the ra'ah. Yes, bring a ra'ah is chutz. Approved. Ma'achas shein la'ra'ah. Yafse. He forfeits it. Kasha the rova. Kasha b'nachem Nachman. The liel book of Nachman beyan meicher. Previously, Nachman said it stays in the meicher. But rova beyan lekech. Exactly the opposite from him. Hachim chabum forget. So he answered rova kasha choduchte. In every case, muki la beyan hamurzik. Whoever the murzik is, v'hasam meicher. Did the meicher the murzik in the case of Bar Sisin and the case of Shmuel Gvoi the lekech is. Kivan the Kuliyama Kodli Barsisin and Abnachas Pufaket. Over here, logic says if the whole world calls this property Barsisin, then probably it is Barsisin's property. But Nidin Hadvodim, and what would, at prima facie, how would we interpret, why is it called, how would we understand, why is it called Barsisin's field? Shalaficha Nikras Kane Shikonabe Barsisin, because he purchased Barsisin. Who Amma comes along to the vendor with a Naimaisa, that Labe Barsisin Lakachti, I never took him Barsisin, the lady day, Rami Lagluya. Then he, because he is changing what appears to be the case, he has to prove it. Well, how if he can bring Adim, and if he can bring Adim, that was just called Basisin. But this is not part of the fields that I bought from Basisin, which is what the arrangement was I'm selling to you. Then Mukmin Labiyadi, we leave it with him. That's for sure. When he Chatchila said, I am selling you the estate that I got from Basisin, he meant what I bought from Basisin. Hachi Kama, this is what he meant. So this is no debate. Nichse shekanisi mimenu, my nechasim that I bought from the Basisin. V'loin nichse shalaykanisi mimenu, not other properties, just because of called Basisin, not including the deal. I just need to prove that this is not what I purchased from Basisin. Afal pi, shenikroin ke, it's called that way. Kach nezah shita. Milah v'nilay kaim shalaykan, even if you had a star in your hand, you still have to prove the star, the veracity of the star. So therefore, after chazak, you got to prove you're there alone. You don't have to prove a shtar is authentic unless the moicher raises doubts about the shtar. The moicher wants to pass the 3 years is a replacement. Is tantamount to having a shtar. The moicher now is questioning the chazok. He's tining. It's not a chazok. You've got to bring proof. You have a strong chazok. You were there alone. You were there solo without this vendor. In these two cases, we take a pass of Nachman. The hilchas kavase bedina the halachas of Rav Nachman when it comes to mamonis even against Rava, chen poiskin pirushei Rav Chanina ish roimi, whoever he was. Who was a Chanina ish roimi? On the side it says Rabbeinu Chananu. Who's a Chanina ish roimi? Don't know. Okay.